Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1258 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life. So our Friday's trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask dad or Gramps about questions in many areas of life. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, the political scene appears to be so toxic anymore. I get frustrated with nearly all the news sources, as it seems like a continual propaganda machine on the right, the left, and anything in between. Many of the politicians seem so corrupt today that it's hard to cope with. How can I make an impact and not be consumed by the cesspool of negativism and corruption that is so prevalent? And this is certainly a timely question. So today we'll look at corrupt leaders. I completely understand your feelings, and there are certainly days that I feel the same way, but we need to keep it in perspective. First of all, throughout the ages, political systems have been rife with corrupt leaders. The difference is that most of us are now living in free societies and are concerned that our freedom is at risk. We are so privileged in comparison to most of the other ages in the past. Second, with the proliferation of the connected world in the past few decades, it is so easy for nearly everyone in the modern world to voice their opinions, even if they do not have the knowledge or facts to do so. But thirdly, God has permitted rulers to be in place to accomplish His long-term overall purpose. Every king, president, prime minister, or dictator may believe that they are in charge, but they cannot do anything without God's permissive will. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1 tells us, "The king's heart is like a stream of water, directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases." Americans, and in most Western cultures, love to vent about politics, and these days it is easier than ever to unload a barrage of garbage to any person that may happen to be listening. Talk radio, 24/7 cable news, and the internet can range from informative to entertaining to bombastic and usually goading in a matter of minutes. The political scene can raise your blood pressure as yet another outrageous act by an elected official is revealed or a bad policy is dissected. Keep in mind, though, some elected officials are actually noble statesmen and they do deserve to serve. Some leaders are ridiculous, and some who are even criminals do not get indicted or sent to prison for their corruption. Yes, it is difficult to sort it all out, but we must not lose heart. It is okay, and even biblical, to be angry at the evil that we see, but the question that was asked is, how can you make an impact? Certainly, you can become involved in the political world yourself, if that is God's will for you to do so, but before that, let us make an impact immediately and consider what we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for all kings and all who are in authority, so that you can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. So let me ask you a question. When was the last time you prayed for your elected officials? Even if you feel that they are wrong, even if they are self-serving, even if they are corrupt, even if you desire for them to be voted out of office. Once again, the scripture here makes it clear what God's will is. The fact that you may live in a free society and we all get to collectively hire and fire our leaders at the ballot box does not in any way absolve us from our responsibility to intercede for them in prayer. Prayer is the first avenue for change. Praying for people that you don't like is actually very healthy and the biblical thing to do. It is good for them, and it is good for you. A little bit of your own self-righteousness is dissipated every time that you pray for people that you do not like. Let's think about it for a minute. Instead of praying that God removes a person from office or any other position of authority, wouldn't it be great if leaders who are not Christians found Jesus as a result of your prayers? Let us first pray that God will change their hearts. Pray that they will tell the truth, make the right decisions, be filled with wisdom, take the long view, and put national interest above self-interest. Venting is not only a poor substitute for prayer, but it is also not effective and may drive away others from God who you personally need to be impacting. While in the United States and many other free countries, you may have the right to criticize politicians, you have a divine call and duty to pray for your leaders. Let's first focus on prayer before we take any other action. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,257 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.